WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning as I'm getting an extra couple of sips of coffee in because got a busy night tonight. Going to be in Lakeville, 6:30 p.m. Lakeville Public Library for Ghost of the Bridgewater Triangle. And then tomorrow night, Wareham, 6:30 for Ghost of the South Coast. Then Friday night, Freetown. It is for the library, but it is at the Freetown Police Department Community Room. Nice big space there. That's going to be happening at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking about the Bridgewater Triangle. Saturday night, a ticketed event at the Plymouth Bay Winery. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. It's called a Spooky Soiree in Massachusetts. A Spooky Soiree at Plymouth Bay. I have links up on my Facebook, but that is going to be a ticketed event with myself and Stephanie Burke and Scott Porter. And you're going to get some light refreshments, the opportunity to purchase some wine if you'd like. And we're going to do some presentations and some ghost stories and then investigate the winery, the first time it's ever been publicly investigated. And then Sunday in Lexington at 5 p.m., that's going to be at a church, and we're going to be telling some spooky ghost stories there. And then don't forget, too, Pizza and the Paranormal coming up on October 28th. At the Dipper Cafe in New Bedford, where there's going to be a brand new pizza just for spooky season. I already thought that I made it when I had a hot dog named after me at D's Hot Dogs, but honestly, I made that up myself. So this is going to be a pizza that's named for Spooky South Coast. So you're going to want to stick around to find out what that is. I'm going to wait for Josh to announce it before I give all the information on that. And then, of course, too, if you want to have some spooky fun this Friday before you come and see me in Freetown, stop by the Horror Family LLC, which is in downtown New Bedford, right next to Sixes and Sevens. The Horror Family is New Bedford's only horror store. And they will have, at 6 p.m., Oliver Robbins, who played Robbie in Poltergeist 1 and 2, he's going to be there selling his new children's book and signing it and taking photos with everybody along with his co-author. So you're going to want to go on by. We're going to work to try to get him to pop on the show, too, to talk about it, talk about the book, and talk about Poltergeist, my favorite movie of all time. And I know Oliver recently had the chance to go to the house where he played Robbie. He went and visited the Poltergeist house out in Simi Valley, California, which is now an Airbnb style rental. And the owner is doing a great job of giving people a fantastic experience. I've been invited out to go out there and check it out. I just got to find some time on my schedule to fly out to California. But maybe like in the spring next year, I'll go out and I'll report back about what it's like for all of you other Poltergeist fans. She's a super fan just like me. So I'm at the antique stores sending her pictures of the robots and like, is this one close enough? I know it's not exactly the same, but do you want this one? You know, trying to help her find as authentic to even the little toys that were in the children's room. So we were talking in the first hour about the plane crash yesterday. And of course, we have the latest at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Horrific. Two people, a couple from Middletown, Rhode Island, killed in the crash. And we have, you know, their identities. Thomas Perkins, Agatha Perkins. He was 68. She was 66. Well known in the community. And we are expecting that the investigation will fully get underway today. So that you're still going to see some closures on the highway and the leftbound lanes, the left side lanes. And then as soon as we get the information, we will bring it to you. But it could be weeks before we get a final determination. Although I think in this particular case, they should be able to figure things out relatively quickly. We were also talking about this storm, this nor'easter, and if people were taking it seriously enough. And if people are just getting lax about storms in general in recent years, because it's been a while since we've been hit with a serious hurricane. And so I think when you say to somebody, oh, hurricane force winds, they don't really relate that. Sharon in Dartmouth says, it's been a long time since we had a hurricane with major damage. I believe the last one was Hurricane Bob. Yeah, I mean, I know when Sandy was around, Sandy had some significant damage up and down the East Coast, but spared us relatively. I know Irene, for us, I think was a little bit more damaging. But outside of down trees and power lines, I don't think that things were too bad. She says, I believe the last one was Hurricane Bob. Hurricane Gloria came through also, but was less of an impact that Bob had. Despite all warnings to use caution and stay safe, there will always be people who think that the warnings are blown out of proportion and put themselves in danger. Some are just daredevils and purposely go near the water to see the high waves. I did that when I was a kid in during Hurricane Gloria. Oh, she says, like they say, it's all fun and games until, she says, enjoy your show every morning. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Sharon. Hurricane Gloria, you know, my dad did, we had big glass sliding windows in our living room. He went and made the big X on the windows with the tape. And then he did take us outside to experience the wind, you know, just right out in our front yard. And then when it seemed like it wasn't too bad, we lived in Plymouth at the time. So, yeah, we went down to the waterfront and watched the waves. But by that point, you know, we knew that it was safe and we kind of had the all clear to go about our day. But the Hurricane Bob, I lived on the Cape, and that was devastating down there. And we also had, there was a tropical storm. I think a year before Bob, or maybe 2 years before Bob, we had it was Hurricane Hugo, but then it went down to a tropical storm. And that one did some pretty significant damage on the Cape, I remember, because we had just moved into this house in Sandwich. And, like, I didn't even realize how much woods were around us until, you know, you started seeing all the down trees everywhere. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Billy Satfield.
How you doing?
Good. You know, I just want to say something about when they had Naomi Carney on a program.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever attacked a caller for saying stuff? Have I ever attacked somebody?
No, not that I can remember.
I have attacked politicians, which I'm entitled to do.
Well, I mean, sometimes I think you go a little personal with it, but
okay, but it's still an elected official.
Fair enough.
It's not okay. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I know I attack, but I've always had proof when I do it. Yesterday, something happened that I was really disappointed in the thing. I brought up stuff that's all on record that Naomi has done. All of a sudden, a caller calls in. I was driving and I heard, you know, Gilly Sacciola's Kerry Winterson defending Naomi. He called me every name, you know, and with no proof. He made accusations with no proof. And I was surprised that Chris didn't stop it. Okay? I'll tell you why. Everybody, you know, when he called in Kerry Winterson, he made it, to me, he's a punk, okay, since he called me all those names. Does Chris forget what kind of a person the Carey is? He made, he challenged Marcus Farrer on a public place. He took his teeth out and challenged him to go outside. That's a threat. This guy's threatening people. And am I making any sense here?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're challenging somebody to a fight, I don't know if that's a threat. You know, it's a threat is when you say, you know, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat you up. If you say to somebody, do you want to go outside and settle this? I don't think that that's a threat. Okay. I don't know what was said. I'm just trying to put it as
an elected official is to take his teeth out. What does it mean to take his teeth out and tell him he wants them outside? But the bottom line is Naomi Carney. She made a lot of statements on there. She was begging for people to vote for her. Okay? That's the part that really gets me, begging for vote. Everything I've said about her is true, and it's all documented. The bottom line that really got me is when she was talking about she keeps her word. Like I said, she did it. She said she was going to, you know, don't take the race. She took the race, finding different excuses. But the main thing is, she's also talking about she's in financial hardship. She worked for the sheriff. I just want to let everybody know. She worked for the sheriff, Tom Hodgson, at $79,000 a year, plus $30,000 for the city council. That's over $100,000.
Yeah, but you don't know people's personal finances.
I understand that. I understand. Been there, done that. And I've said it on the radio. When Linda Moore wanted me to bring it up in the thing, I said no, because I have filed bankruptcy. But don't say that she's in financial distress. Okay? She made over $100,000, and she couldn't keep a budget, like Linda said. Now she's trying to give a budget to the city. Okay? Now, she made a comment about, you know, her. Please, everything is on record. All of a sudden, this guy calls to defend her. She knew she was in trouble, Tim. All of a sudden, she's begging for votes. She knew she was going to be in trouble. She came in tight with Linda Morad. Don't you think the people voted? That's why she ended up in seventh place. They already spoke about her. Everything that she has said, and it's proof, everything that I've said about her comes true. I've said the same thing about the chief of police. Everybody didn't want to listen to me. I said the same thing about Linda Morad. Everything that I say is documented, and it's the truth. All of a sudden, I get this punk, Carrie Anderson, you know, I get him calling me on and calling me spreading lies, but nobody's thinking about what he said to Marcus Farrell, challenging him in a public place to go outside with him. And Chris, he's all right with that?
Listen,
please.
Listen, I
should have got a
I think you make good points, Gilly, but I also think you let your own personal feuds with people get in the way.
Wait a minute, Tim. Please, when you say that, please say, I have never had a problem with one of the callers. I've never called in and blasted him. I've called in a million times on the public officials, which we got a right to do that.
But I also part of me wants to say that if you're going to call in and criticize a public official, then somebody has the right to call in and criticize your criticisms. Right? Wouldn't that make sense? Wouldn't that be dialogue to have? I mean, again, I'm not talking about personal attacks as you are, but I'm saying, wouldn't it be fair for them to call in and criticize your criticisms?
They have proof. Let me tell you something. Everybody that knows me out there, if they got proof, and they say, Gilly Sapiola did this, and I did it, I will never get mad at them. The people I get mad at is the people that spread rumors that don't have no facts. Prove it to me, and I'll say, yes, I did it. I'm a man of my, you know, I don't want to hear this him call the son. He comes to her rescue. You know, even when he was city councilor, he made all kinds of accusations about me. Okay? You know, a lot of times, he's always, you know, his keister does the talking. Because
listen,
his mouth knows better.
If you're going to criticize somebody, people are going to call in and come to their defense.
I don't mind it, but have proof. That's all I ask. Have proof. I show you proof. Do I show proof to you guys?
You do. All right, I'm going to hold you there, though, just because I got to take a break here. But
he's in trouble, period. I want to see what excuse she has. Financially troubled, over $100,000, and she filed bankruptcy, and she's calling. Look what she's doing. She's showing the sheriff after what she said about Carol Carpamento. We're looking for somebody younger. She said that on the record. That's the kind of city council we got.
All right. I do got to hold you there just for the break.
Thank you.
Have a good day. I will say, you know, that bankruptcy that she had was, what, over 10 years ago? So, I mean, keep that in mind. And also, I mean, I don't know people's personal finances. You know, somebody could make however much money, but maybe they have a family member they're taking care of. Maybe they're, you know, they're paying someone else's bills while they're going through something. You know, I know plenty of people where you think on the surface they should be fine financially and they're up against it. And it's because, you know, you don't know that they're also helping to raise a grandkid or something. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that there could be more to that. And also $100,000 just doesn't go as far as it used to anymore. But I got to get this break in. We'll be back in just a few moments with the news. And then on the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Stick around.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
A pedestrian killed by a solar panel in New York, the most burglarized city in the U.S., and the government shutdown continues.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
One person has died as the result of heavy winds from the nor'easter. A woman was killed in New York when a solar panel broke loose during the strong winds and hit her while she was walking on the sidewalk. House Speaker Mike Johnson warning the current government shutdown could be one of the longest in history.
We will not allow the American people to be taken hostage over partisan demands.
At yesterday's news conference, the Republican said if Democrats keep up their obstruction, then that's where we're headed. The shutdown began October 1st, and it looks like it's headed for its third week. The Senate is expected to vote again later today on a measure to fund the government it's already failed seven times. More than a half dozen airports refusing to display a new video targeting Democrats for the government shutdown. Here's Liz Warner.
The video features DHS Secretary Kristi Noem saying Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted. She added, our hope is that Democrats will soon recognize the importance of opening the government. Officials at several of the nation's airports, among them Buffalo, Westchester County, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, and Phoenix, have all opted not to play the video at TSA checkpoints.
Jerome Powell's speech in Philadelphia today is drawing heightened attention from investors. That's because the Federal Reserve Chair's address at a business forum comes as key economic reports are being delayed due to the ongoing government shutdown. He's expected to give guidance as to the future of monetary policies, and that includes a possible interest rate cut at the end of the month. The White House will be hosting a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life today. President Trump said he'll be posthumously awarding Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
They're going to have a great celebration at the White House in the East Room of the White House.
The event's taking place in the White House East Room. Kirk's wife, Erica, will be in attendance. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed while speaking at a rally in Utah in September. Los Angeles County, home to the most burglarized city in the U.S. Security research company Safewise gives the distinction to the city of Vernon, California. Safewise compiled a list of publicly available FBI crime data from 2023, showing burglaries per 100 people. More than half of the residents of Vernon were burglarized that year. The city has a population of 208, but saw 110 burglaries. That gives it the highest rate of all cities in the nation. A new global review led by La Trobe University has found that heavy male alcohol consumption is damaging to women and children.
The review urges immediate policy action be taken to address the gender-related risks. The study, titled Harms to Women and Children from Men's Alcohol Use, an Evidence Review and Directions for Policy, says 1 in 3 women worldwide live with a partner who drinks heavily. It found that children in these households are at greater risk of violence, neglect, poor health, and limited opportunities later in life. Researchers concluded the negative effects are especially severe in low- and middle-income nations and places where gender inequality remains high. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Fans are launching a petition to make George Strait the new Super Bowl halftime show instead of Bad Bunny. A variety of petitions have surfaced online since the NFL selected Bad Bunny as the headliner on its February 8th championship game. The petition to replace the king of Latin trap with one of the biggest country music stars has collected a few thousand signatures. Bad Bunny has addressed those criticizing his selection, saying that his Saturday Night Live monologue that anyone who doesn't understand Spanish has 4 months to learn. A new study shows that 40% of deadly car accidents are linked to marijuana.
The research was conducted by scientists at Ohio's Wayne State University. They looked at the blood levels of 246 drivers killed over a 6-year period and found elevated levels of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, in 4 out of 10 drivers. The lead author says the study highlights the public health risk posed by driving under the influence of weed, despite recreational cannabis now legalized in 24 states. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Lightning struck for the first time this season after topping the Bruins 4-3 at the Garden yesterday.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Well, breezy, raw weather continues. Cloudy skies, showers this morning through the early afternoon hours, but drier later in the day, highs in the upper 50s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, dry. Finally, low temps in the upper 40s. We're back to well-deserved sunshine for Wednesday, mid-60s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in Dartmouth. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Celebrity designer Ralph Lauren celebrates his 86th birthday today. My Two Dads and BJ and the Bear star Greg Evigan is 72. That's Chris McCarthy's favorite show of all time. British comic actor Steve Coogan is 60. And sports analyst Stephen A. Smith turns 58. Natalie Maines, lead singer of the Chicks, who are known as the Dixie Chicks back in the 90s. She's 51 today. Usher turns 47. While former WWE diva and one-time George Clooney girlfriend Stacey Keibler is 46. Comedian Jay Farrow is 38. And actor Max Sariota is 37. Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff is celebrating his 31st birthday today. In 1972, Michael Jackson, at the age of 14 and then still a member of the Jackson 5 with his brothers, topped the Billboard Hot 100 with his first solo single, Ben, a song about a rat. In 1982, President Ronald Reagan proclaimed the war on drugs. In 1984, the first episode of the TV show Night Court, starring Harry Anderson, aired on NBC. By the way, shout out to Be Kind Rewind, the band that was playing at Chowderfest on Saturday, because during their warm-ups, while we were judging the chowder, I heard the bass player start playing the Night Court theme. Nice touch. In 1988, Def Leppard became the first band in chart history to sell 7 million copies of two consecutive albums. That would be 1983's Pyromania and 1987's Hysteria. The latter title, which included six hit singles, remains their best-selling album to date, with more than 20 million copies worldwide. In October 14th, 1990, multi-Emmy and Grammy Award-winning American composer, pianist, and conductor Leonard Bernstein died of pneumonia. He composed music for the 1957 musical West Side Story and On the Waterfront. Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic at age 25 and wrote three symphonies, two operas, five musicals, and numerous other pieces. October 14th, 1994, writer-director Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, a crime drama featuring multiple storylines and a large ensemble cast including John Travolta, Uma Thurman, Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, and Harvey Keitel, opened in theaters, and I saw it six times in the first 2 weeks. In 2003, the Steve Bartman incident occurred during a Major League Baseball game in the eighth inning of Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, played between the Chicago Cubs and the Florida Marlins. Chicago lost that game. In 2007, Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered on E! That's right. Before then, you didn't know who they were. Now, you wish you didn't know who they were. Here's a throwback for you.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario take. One step, and then again, let's
on this date in 2009, Captain Lou Albano, known for his role as a wrestler and pop culture personality, passed away. He appeared in Cyndi Lauper videos and played Mario on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. That's the Gen X Files for October 14th, 2025. Brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. This week, try the Pumpkin Bliss French Toast or the Peanut Butter Delight. Say it. There we go. All right, that'll do for the Gen X Files. That was a fun one. I cannot tell you that how much we looked forward every afternoon in my household to doing the Mario. Because, you know, back then, you didn't have the opportunity to you couldn't just go play these songs anytime you wanted. So you had to wait for it to come on at 4:30 in the afternoon or whatever time it came on. And then you got to wait for the episode to be over. And then, all right, everybody, run to the living room. We're going to do the Mario. And so then I remember I took my boombox, my tape recorder, and I put it up to the TV and I recorded it so we could play it anytime we wanted. We could do the Mario. Did you do that when you were a kid? Did you tape things off the television? I taped entire Gallagher routines from his TV specials and then would like learn them. And repeat them. I still remember some of them to this day. But yeah, recording things off the TV, it never really sounded very good. It kind of sounded like that clip did. But then I'll never forget when I figured out that I could connect my stereo to my TV and I could just record things that way. And I would record TV shows and movies onto cassette tapes and just play them in the car. I'm weird. 508-996-0500. Let me get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Stop.
Welcome back in. That, of course, is Westport High School's own Black Francis and the Pixies. He went there for 1 year, but still graduated from Westport High School. So we like to give you all that little pop culture bits of information. And we also like to give you information about things that can help you. And on a day like today, you know, when you might have some drainage issues happening at your house, well, who do you call to take care of those kind of things? How about Bass Ready? Same day service and helping people in stressful situations. That's what they do best. They like to say, we may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last. And you know what? Just save yourself the trouble and make them your first call. Because unlike other businesses, they know and they take into account what you're going through in that moment. You know, to them, it's not just a job. Customers feel relieved and respected when they call Bass Ready, and that's something that's rare in the industry. So when your drains back up or your septic systems fail and that stress starts to hit, Bass Ready Roofer knows you're not just calling for service, you're calling for peace of mind. Since 1974, their family-owned team has been delivering fast, same-day solutions across southern New England. With over 700 five-star Google reviews, customers say that they're professional, clean, and relentless until the job is done. So again, Bass Ready Roofer, they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. But just make them your first call. Visit BassReady.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, BassReady.com, or give them a call, 508-995-8012. A couple other news stories keeping an eye on this morning. And again, we will bring you any more information about the plane crash as we get it. But from my understanding, the NTSB investigators should be arriving today to really start digging into that. But we do have a couple of other stories we want to make you aware of, especially if you're heading up to Boston. There's going to be some delays throughout the course of the morning here on Interstate 93 because an Amazon truck jackknifed. It crashed on the southbound side of the highway at 3 a.m. near Massachusetts Avenue, and then fuel leaked into the highway onto the highway after the crash, according to WCVB. One person was taken to the hospital. The truck has been removed, but they had to slow everything down for that fuel cleanup. But the lines, the traffic lanes should be open now, but they're still working on cleaning up some of the fuel spill. So that might slow things a little bit down in that area. And you can keep up with WCVB for more updates on that. I remember driving to Maine one time with my uncle. We were going to, my cousin was at a summer camp up there, and we were going up there to visit him, and a tractor trailer truck had jackknifed himself in the road. And my uncle, who is not a, you know, doesn't have a CDL, as far as I know, but the guy can do pretty much anything. The truck was blocking our way. So he got out and he's like, move. And the guy got out of the seat and let him get into it. And he worked it out. He got it out of the jackknife. So the truck driver couldn't do it, but my uncle did it. So one of the most impressive things I ever saw. And then I said to him, I was like, where'd you learn that? And he goes, right there just now. So, you know, ingenuity is the mother of invention, I guess. So 508-996-0500. Another story we want to make you aware of, too. Apparently in New Hampshire, there was a, what's it, Plastow, New Hampshire? There was a Shaw's supermarket where crews were working overnight. And they started to feel sick. And they were reported an odor, and it turns out that they were exposed to carbon monoxide. When the fire department arrived, they were reading 300 parts per million inside the store near the rear of the building. 14 workers were present at the store at the time of the incident, and 4 were taken to area emergency rooms with varying degrees of carbon monoxide poisoning symptoms. The suspected source was a gas-powered pressure washer used inside the store by a third-party cleaning company. So they ventilated the store, and then all the other remaining workers were allowed to return to work, because once the area is ventilated, there's no longer a threat to the public. So if, you know, anybody shopping in that store will be fine today. But still, scary situation. You're just doing your work, and then all of a sudden, you start to feel sick, and they smelled an odor, which normally, you know, we're told it's an odorless gas, but thankfully a lot of these systems, they have something that if it does leak, it puts out a scent so that you'll realize it. But you know, you can feel sometimes when things aren't right. So glad everybody was okay in that situation. All right, I got another break. I got to get in here before the end of the hour, so let me do that, and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to be going into the news, your ABC national and international news, your local news with Mike Roberts, and then on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We'll also have your first Money Talks cash code of the day today, your first.